Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Chris LeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. It's been a while because we've got some big things to talk about. Talk about why we haven't been talking a whole lot on here for you guys to know. Hey, Danica, how are you?
Hi. It feels really good to have this back in my life, mm-hmm. Like something normal. Ravenna says hi. If you guys hear Venna in the background.
Hi, baby girl.
Or if you hear Llama Llama, it's because Llama Llama. I'm in Alabama.
Oof. Which we just realized was a different time zone. Because it was like, I feel like it's like really close to that line where it could be like Pacific or Central. But we just realized after we're like, hi, wait a minute. And I looked it up. Oh, no, she's not ready yet because she has another hour before we're supposed to talk.
Yeah, I keep on forgetting that, too, when I'm replying to text messages, like emails or stuff like that. And I'm like, why aren't they responding back to me? It's because they're sleeping. They're at work first, and I'm not at, I don't have work, but I'm like, hey, good morning. And they're like, I'm at work right now. What do you mean? I don't understand.
It's before work. Oh, no.
It's right before work.
Nope, it's at work.
I know, but getting used to it, for sure. So adjusting to Alabama from Vermont is, holy shit. The climate alone is a huge change because Vermont was hot. Like, it was getting warm outside, but this is like 96 degrees to 100 every single day. Mm-hmm. And I think that we knew it was going to be hot, but we weren't expecting like not being able to be outside. Like when people are like, oh my God, it's so hot, I can't go outside. And I would be like, well, you're crazy because I love the heat. It is so accurate that like you just don't want to go outside because it's just too hot and too humid. And it's miserable. Not to mention, I'm a minority around here, and I also have dick arms in this humidity. So.
She means, like, very vascular, by the way. That's what she means.
Yeah, very, very vascular. Like, I don't think I've ever been this vascular, and every time I step outside, like, it's gonna happen, I feel like the Hulk. And it's only because it is so hot out. So I was like, why is anybody staring at my arms, Matt? He's like, look down at them, Danica. Like, not a lot of people see this in Alabama, which is very, very accurate. And I haven't seen it around. That's a huge change, which I will say, a positive, and I knew this would happen. My insulin sensitivity has changed. Mm-hmm. I used to, so when I was during prep, Andrew and I did sauna stuff, yeah. And my insulin needs significantly decreased. And I was like, huh, I wonder how, like, this was one of the reasons why we moved too, because I'm always cold. I can't feel my feet during the winter. And I noticed that when I was in the sauna a lot, my blood sugars were very consistent, if not lower than usual. Mm-hmm. And I have had to drop my insulin significantly. So just really interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's like a positive because I don't mind taking less insulin and having more manageable sugars. So
yeah.
Other than that, the cool thing is everything is 5 minutes away, which is really nice. Nice in the sense of before, if I wanted to go grocery shopping to like pick up something, if I was like, oh shit, I forgot almond milk for Venna, I would have to literally drive 40 minutes to go get it. And now it is one turn and I'm there. That's incredible to have. It feels weird. It feels very weird. Like the other night, Venna was sick and so was Matt. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go get some medicine for you guys so you guys can sleep well. I, like, got anxious because usually I would get anxious if I felt like I was taking too long. Like, I would be like, oh, my God, I'm going to be out of the house for an hour and a half, and that's way too long. And I started to feel, like, anxious walking through the store. And I was like, wait a minute. I'm right around the corner. I can take my sweet-ass time, and I'll still be back in a minute.
You'll start to realize that as a quote-unquote stay-at-home mom now, you will thrive for those minutes that you go to the store. You're like, no, I'm gonna go. Okay, bye. And like before he can finish his statement.
It happened just the other night. So he caught a stomach bug. Of course we would. Why not? And his went through him. And I was like, no, it was definitely food. Like, I think you ate bad meat. I ended up catching it. And my stomach was just in knots, but nothing was happening. And I just wanted, like, some diet ginger ale. He was like, I'll go get it. And I was like, no. I can go get it. I'm going to go get it. He was like, every time I come home, you can't just leave. And I was like,
Oh, yes, I can. Yes, I will.
Oh, yes, I can. Yeah. And Target officially knows me because I just go there every day. I'm like, hi, I'm just here for the playground. Oh, wait, you guys don't have a playground. You just have aisles. Well, yes. I don't remember going through this aisle.
Close enough. Oh, my God. No, that's a normal feeling. I'm sorry for those who aren't mothers, but those who are mothers that are listening to especially stay at home, even if you're part-time stay-at-home moms, every moment you have a chance to run out the door, even if it's to get toilet paper, you will absolutely do it. And
oh my God,
it's okay to take the time. And I think as Matt starts to realize it, he'll start to be, go ahead, go. Sometimes now Mike is definitely more understanding. I talked to Nika a little bit about it while she was, I think actually yesterday. As some of you may see in my stories or my Instagram, my husband is very picky with food, so I've been trying to get food that he likes and make food and all that stuff, and he started to go off at the mouth, we'll just say it that way, about how much food it is, and it's too much food, and all this stuff, and that we're spending too much money at the grocery store, and I just instantly my face just melted, trying to hold back tears and frustration, being like, I'm doing this for you. That's the only thing. And I'm also doing it for myself to be sane, like to give me something to feel like I'm doing something. And and then he started to like see the switch. Like he saw that like melting of the face kind of from like happy to like completely annoyed. And he was just like, you're doing, I think it's great. Backtrack.
Oh my God. Yeah. Matt. So I've been waking up here, so there it would be like 6 o'clock. I've been waking up at 5 just so I can have time, like, to meet. Because I did that before when I was home alone with Ravenna. I'd wake up before she woke up, and I'd go down in the basement, and I'd do my cardio and answer emails and, like, listen to a podcast. And so what I've been doing is waking up really early. Right now we're sleeping in the same room, so I can walk to, there's a fitness center that's right, like, in the community. So I've been waking up, making coffee, and then I walk to the fitness center, and sometimes I'll just sit, like, by the pool. Sometimes I'll do a workout, but I need that time. And he was like, what do you do? Why do you wake up so early? Like, what do? I prep myself for the fucking day. I need that time, and I don't care what I do. Like, it doesn't matter what I do, because it's just me, myself, and I with my little backpack, and I'm good. Like, I just need that time and that space. And I think he's starting to realize it, because he said to me, now we can get, like, a little deep, but he asked me yesterday, he's like, are you happy? And I was like, no. Like, I'm straight up not. And I don't know what. I think that, like, in this moment, like, in the day-to-day, I'm not happy because there's no stable ground for me to feel happy on yet. Like, everything is still really wonky with schedules. Everything is all over the place. Like, I'm still trying to figure out routines, and I can't even, like, get into a routine yet, which is even more frustrating because Matt's schedule is still changing. Like, he's just started this new job, and Ravenna doesn't have her own bed. Like, she doesn't have her own stuff, so it's been hard to try to make a schedule when we don't have things that helped, like, facilitate that schedule. I really do well with, like, a routine, and so does Ravenna, so does Matt, and So, like, we all are kind of feeding off of each other's negative energy, and no, I'm not. Like, am I happy that I have Matt back in my life? 1,000%. But I don't feel settled yet, so I'm not fully, I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll get there. Like, he was like, oh my God, what do I need to do to change it? And I was like, babe, you can't. Like, there's not a lot, 99% of this stuff is not in our control. It will get there. Like, well, everything will happen and everything will work out. But in this moment, I haven't found my happy. I was telling Aaron, I was like, dude, my chakras are all types of fucked up. Like, my chakras left me and my spirit guides. They both looked at each other and they were like, this bitch can't even listen to us right now. So we're leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's rough. I do have advice for you, though.
I like advice.
Okay. So my advice for you, I know I've already sent you some little tips, but you already have started a routine and start building off of that morning. Like, that's your routine in the morning. That's where you can start it.
Yeah.
And being, and remember, I said this to you before, and I think I said this on podcast, but the best thing about being a type A person is you can schedule the shit out of your life, even though you're a stay-at-home mom. And for you, it's just going to be finding what it is to feel that. Unfortunately, sometimes it's just going to Target so that you can get the fuck out. Because I remember maybe a month or so ago, maybe even we'll say a couple months ago, where I was talking to you and I was just like this, pretty much like hands on my face, like trying not to cry through that period of time. Because if it wasn't for our podcasting, sometimes I wouldn't talk to an adult. Like, it would be like a wake Mike up, ask him what he wants for lunch. Make sure he, like, is up and, you know, then he shits and showers for an hour and then I, like, have to get something done before he leaves. So I'm like, here's Belle, and then I run away. And, like, so I talk to a husband for maybe here and there 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
And then I would talk to no other adults. I would bring her to the gym. I found a very good gym that has a nice childcare center for us. So she could get someone to hang out with and I could get the fuck away. And it sounds so bad because children are a blessing, yada, yada, yada. But you as a mom need that time. So even with that gym in the morning, you're getting up early, that's fine. And then you can set it accordingly. I know it's hard because she's not napping. And that's for those non-moms that are listening, do whatever you can to make your kid a good sleeper. Because that is a godsend. If you can get your kid to be a good sleeper, you can get shit done.
Yeah. She does not, only because she got so used to the 40-minute commute that was like her nap time to work. Oh, thank you, baby. To work and then away, like going home. And also she had a daycare. So like the daycare, everybody did nap time. The whole house shut down and like, or the whole place shut down for nap time. Everybody got their knapsacks and I don't can't. So another thing is not complaining. There's so much sunlight that there's no, and we don't have curtains yet. So there's no shutting down. Even if it's storming outside, it is bright as fuck in here, which is awesome. But when you're trying to do nap time, she's like, meh, I don't think so. Yesterday, though, I will say, she did take a nap, and I took a picture, because it was like, she actually said to me, she was like, "Anna, I was like, fuck yes, baby girl, let's do this." And she took like a good, in the bed, she took a nap, and I ended up taking a nap with her, and it was glorious. So if you are not a mom, but you're thinking about being a mom, man, I don't know if you can just be a magical worker and, like, fuck potty training, get your child to take a nap.
Yeah, 100% agree. I give Belle books to go to, like, she was taking them in the first place. Like, she would take them. Now I just give them to her before she goes to bed, and she falls asleep with them, holding on to them and everything. So I'm like,
that's awesome.
Yep, we'll do that. For you, I think you just need to go back to college. I think you need to go back to college mentality. Get some paper plates, get some paper, like everything, and then just go and get some really cheap but dark sheets from like a Goodwill or even Target if you don't want to go Goodwill, even Walmart. I'm sure there's a Walmart somewhere. And just pin those things up with tacks.
Yes. I do. I need to go back to dormitory living. Because we are, pretty much. Like, our table, we just got the kitchen table, which is gorgeous. But we're using a cooler. And we were, like, stealing plates and utensils from places. And watching, like, so I would go. I don't have Wi-Fi. I don't have internet. I have data that I can use, but I keep on getting reminders, like, your data usage is at its limit. I would go, the fitness center in the main, like, center for the community has Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. So I would walk there and download little cartoon movies on my tablet and from Netflix. And that's been it. Mm-hmm. Another good thing that I've learned, imagination is an amazing thing. And one thing that I should have videotaped this, one thing that has entertained my child more than anything, we got a new rug, like a new, like in front of the door rug, and they're rough to wipe your feet off or wipe your shoes off. She sat on it in her diaper and it makes this like crunch noise. So for literally an hour, Christy, she was just sitting on it, lifting herself up, sitting on it, lifting herself up because it made this crunch noise. It's like, all I needed to do was buy a rug and put you in a diaper.
Yeah.
It's great. I don't need any toys.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's funny you said that because I just finished the book, The Talent Code, and one of the things it talks about is how the learning pads and learning things don't actually help, supposedly, your kid, which, I don't know, I feel like it might help to hear, because they say it helps to hear different dialects or different people talk. Why would it not make it, like, if it's on TV? But anyway, in this he says, like, you don't need that. What they need to do, let me stop there. The reason why it doesn't help is because it doesn't let them mess up and try again, because it'll be like, do you see Swiper? There he is, yep. So it's not like, no, it's not that one. Try again. Because obviously they can't tell if the kid's messing up. But so the good thing to do is to not have anything. And I do that as often as I can mentally. And I'm putting that in as a complete, like, you can mom shame me. Like, you won't. But I think if you're listening, I take a time. I read some to her. And then I don't put the TV on. But then there are... sometimes there's always, like, right when we get back from the gym until between after gym time to her nap time, that it is TV time. So it is like songs on YouTube for her or Sesame Street that she loves, because I think those do help. And also I almost don't care if it helps her or not, because it gives me couple minutes to, like, clean the house or do the dishes or little things that don't seem like they matter. And I guess in the long run they don't, but really what's happening is I'm having a fucking breath.
So, and in order for you to be a good mom, I think that you really need those breaths. Like, I think I posted the other day in my story or whatever, I brought Ravenna in the stroller and brought my tablet just to get a workout in because I wasn't able to in the morning. Mm-hmm. I put her right next to me. I was like, you can watch Llama Llama. Mm-hmm. Mom is getting a workout in. And some would say, well, why couldn't she join you? Or blah, 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 blah. Because I needed to do it on my fucking own. And I needed that time for me. And she was happy. She was learning. Llama Llama does actually good lessons on Llama Llama. I really like it. But we were fine. Mm-hmm. She was... happy little bean, and it lasted 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
First off, whoever said, why doesn't she join you, might not have kids, because especially doesn't remember what it's like to have an almost 2-year-old, because that bitch is not joining you. She's running the show, and she's doing what the fuck she wants to do.
Yeah.
And not listening to what you want to do.
No, there's no, and I think this is definitely difficult to Matt starting to realize it. Her new, like, word is no. Oh, my God. Everything. And Christy, I'm going to videotape it once, but she says, like, I'll say, what do you want for breakfast? Do you want an apple? She'll go, nope. And then I'll go through each thing. Do you want to go get your shoes on? Nope. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. When are you going to say yes?
Yeah.
Because I am sick of the no. Or she'll get really angry that the windows are down and it's blowing your hair. And she'll go, no, 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 no. Girl. No, 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 mommy, no.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where did she learn that?
I don't know. I know it's from us. I know it's us telling them no for, like, safety reasons. And then they just say no for everything else. Because it was hilarious. And yeah. It was definitely, I definitely noticed a trend between my mother and I. Because I always say, like, do you want this? No. Do you want this? So then I'll say something, like, fun. Like, do you want candy? No. Like, something, like, that she would, yeah. You would think she would say yes to. And then I'm like, do you want a pop in the nose?
Yes.
And my mom said the same thing like a couple days ago because she was doing the same thing to my mom and she was saying no in every different way she could. She'd be like, nope, no, no, like changing her facial expressions and writing out the O or the no or the nope. And oh god, it was hilarious. I'm like, oh, I'm glad it's not just me that she's like just sticking it too. So
unreal. Like there, and the tantrums are. Matt and I put her down the other day. She can't get into anything right now. There's nothing here. Mm-hmm. But we just set her down and let her do it. I was like, he was like, is this new? I was like, no. Like, this is what I had to listen to. Like, this is not new. Mm-hmm. This is torturous. But before, I could just turn on the music really loud or put her in her room and say, have at it, girlfriend. She literally, like, rolled around, got mad because the wall was in her way. It's like, you can't move the wall. Mm-hmm. Like, the wall is just going to stay there. It took us, like, picking her up, taking her outside, and me, like, stomping in a puddle for her to finally calm down. And Matt was like, I don't ever want to experience that again. I was like, oh, this is just the beginning. She rules the house, like...
I'd love to see how Matt's going to stop it.
I know. Because he tried to bear hug her and hold her, like, contain her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you don't realize how strong she is, yeah. Matthew. Like, she will get out of that bear hug. Oh, no, she won't. I was like, then you're only going to piss her off more. And I'm not in the mood for that. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Belle no longer likes to sit in the thing when we go places. So, like, in the seat. So I put her in the basket or I'll hold her, or if I'm feeling really kind of, we can do this, like today, for instance, it happened, I let her run around with me, like, and like try to entice her and stuff so that it's less energy fighting her there than fighting her to like corral her. It's easier to corral her than fight her to sit down with her safety. But then I was holding her in line and she started hitting me because she wanted to get down. And I was just like, bring her arms down and like bring her close and be like, those aren't nice hands. Those aren't nice hands. And I got home and I was telling Mike about it and he just talked to her about it. I'm like, first off, she doesn't remember it. And then she took a swat at him and I was just saying, like, you can't hit her because then you're just hitting, like, you can't like hit her hand because then it's just going to teach, even though, God, you just want to like grab her and hold her and like just say, no. And then if you hold on to her, she'll say, boo boo. Boo boo. If you hold her. She's so manipulative. It's crazy. But anyway, figure out how. So we've taken another thing out of Dex Shepherd, the podcast, the armchair expert that I love. He tells his kids who are a little older, but I'm still doing it. Kind of what you were saying. I say, do you want to go feel your feelings somewhere else? So we walk her into like our living room area for home and just put her on this like feather comforter thing. We're like, feel your feelings there. And then,
yeah, that's good. I will constantly say to her, no, thank you.
Yes.
No, thank
you. Yes.
No, thank you. Yes. And today, though, we weren't, she does things, like I was saying to somebody, I can't wait until she recognizes, like, she did it to herself.
Yeah.
And, or, like, what I'm doing to you, like, me getting the shit out of your pee-pee is helping you. So the more you resist me, the worse it's going to be. Like, I can't wait for her to understand that. But today, she took her water bottle. She wanted her water. I opened it for her. And then she took it, and she shut it. And she can't open this specific one because it's a little hard. Mm-hmm. she was so mad. Like, she was like, no! Blah, 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 blah. And I said, why did you shut it? And my window was down, and the lady was right next to me getting in their car, and I was like, because, sweetheart, you need to keep it up. And, like, I quickly was like, honey, bunches of gloves.
I just... oh, shit. I just, like, drive if it's in the car. I'm like, no, no.
Yeah.
When it's home, I literally just walk away. I just walk away. Yes. So, yeah, lots of fun.
Yeah, it's been a true, like, test of my patience. Mm-hmm. Moving and having, like, a...
Oh, yeah.
A terrible two-year-old.
And switching from... And not that this is a bad thing for anyone, but switching at that being a working mom who was with her for... X amount of hours a day to being a stay-at-home mom who does have to have work, so has responsibility. So not only do you have the anxiety or good and bad of just raising a child, but you also have, can I have 10 minutes just to get this email out? Can I, like, so you have this responsibility and this other responsibility that have to go together, and they're not easy. Everyone's demanding something from you. And there's nothing that you get a space to be who you want or are or chance to fucking breathe.
Girl, I knew, like, I think we've said this before, like, oh, I feel like we live very parallel lives, but I'm, like, just a couple, like, I'm a chapter or two behind you. Mm-hmm. But I knew that this was going to be, like, just eye-opening to me and trying to figure it out. It's not easy. Like, mm-hmm. people who are like, oh, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and people dismiss that, or even if you have, like, we both have our own online stuff, and you're right, like, trying to answer an email, it literally takes me, like, an hour to write one sentence. Like, mm-hmm. and most people will be like, why? Like, that's so stupid. Because I'm not going to ignore my child. Like, I'm going to try to focus and write. But if my child is, like, screaming or running in the other room or she's being super, super quiet and I don't know what she's doing, so I need to check on her. Because the outlet is right there and she could be getting into something she shouldn't be getting into. And sitting next to her mm-hmm. and being like, okay, but she's entertained. I'm going to sit next to her. She has her food and... she'll be fine. That's not an option because she wants to know what mommy's doing mm-hmm. and she wants to be entertained and to try to guesstimate, like, well, I'll have from 1 o'clock until 2:30 because she'll definitely nap by then. No, like, that doesn't work out.
Yeah.
It's just trying to figure out when to do it. Sometimes I have, when she has fallen asleep in the car, I'll be like, okay, I'm answering emails in the car. We're going to park somewhere and I'm going to answer emails. Or it's definitely, again, trying to juggle everything and giving yourself permission to not have it all figured out.
Mm-hmm. It literally all gets done. It does get all done. It's just about not letting the anxiety of not doing one or the other get to you while you're doing the other.
Yes.
That's a big thing.
That's a huge thing, because I have noticed I will just want to, like, I'll be like, I just have to answer that message. I just have to answer mm-hmm. that message, but she'll want to be doing a puzzle with me, and I just need to, it's important for me to do a puzzle with my child.
Yeah.
And the email will happen, like, it's not life-threatening, mm-hmm. it's not detrimental, like, the email will happen, but I also have, like, expectations of myself that... Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm fulfilling as much as I want to, but I also know that this is a moment of time that I need to just recognize, like, what is of importance and being flexible. I have been so flexible. My type A, it's been so challenged, and I've been beyond flexible, which is crazy for me because I should have had 10 panic attacks by now, and I haven't. I've been like, meh. Okay, mm-hmm. like Matt was like, babe, I'm not coming home until 1:30 a.m. And I was like, okay. He's like, I'm so sorry. I know this isn't what you expected. And I was like, this is what I've done for the last like 10 years of life mm-hmm. is not knowing when you're coming home. So it's not that big of a surprise. Mm-hmm. Like, I learned to not like, set those expectations really high.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just be flexible with, like, I'm so used to not knowing a lot of stuff with his schedule, and I'm being okay with it, and... Because what's the point of me getting so, like, my shit not being here? The person keeps on emailing me, updating us, and I'm like, okay, as long as it's safe, like, we have a roof over our head, we have food, we're going to be fine. Yeah, it sucks. I really want a paper towel holder, because if these fucking paper towels fall one more time, it'd be great. And I'm drinking instant coffee because I don't have a coffee maker. It's like motor oil. Like, it is not the same. It's not.
No. It's a...
No, it's... I was really, like, a coffee maker. Like, the aroma of, like, coffee is really yummy. And I, like, am like, do I put two scoops of this instant shit in here? Isn't this what you do when you go, like, camping?
Like, you're kind of, think of, there you go, think of it like that. You're just camping. You're on a blow-up mattress. Oh. You're just camping.
Our schedule is hilarious, too, because, like, if we are on a routine and we do night time together, we have to blow up the air mattress every night before she goes down.
Right.
So she doesn't wake her up, because right. We sleep in the same room right now. So, and she's been wanting to sleep with us. So the air mattress is, like, depleted by the morning time. It was fine.
Oh, God. But
Matt and I wake up and we're both like, why does our back hurt so much?
You're sleeping on the floor. You're literally camping.
Yeah, literally camping. Like, I bought succulents. Are they succulents?
Yes.
I was like, I'm going to buy this plant. It's going to make everything so much better. It's going to be great.
Oh, man. I guess we could wrap. I can hear mine's still awake after me putting her down, so I gotta go grab her. But what are you thankful for this week as we bitched the whole time?
I know, now that I've just bitched about this whole thing, I am very, very grateful for, I think, like, life's challenges. Like, I'm going to look back on this and I'm going to be like, well, that was a pisser to go through, but I learned a lot, and, like, learning the simplicity of life to be, like, a minimalist, I think, is something that, like, there are a lot of things that we take for granted, and a lot of things that we just don't need. Like, I don't need a lot of things, so I've learned a lot of lessons along the way, and while I bitch and complain about everything, I think that you go through things to learn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine will be a weird one, because we're gearing up for Halloween here.
Oh my god.
We're almost skipping a whole month. We already got our, outfits for Halloween.
Awesome.
And I think we're going to make Halloween a big thing here, because it's her birthday month. It's Belle's birthday month. So why not have, like, just the whole month of celebrating some, like, her and it. But yeah, we're ready to be basic bitches over here, Belle and I.
Is that what you're gonna do?
What, be basic bitches?
Yeah, for Halloween.
No. No, we're actually, like, Mike has time off for this one and one more. So we already got our costumes for this one, and we have next year already planned out too. We'll give her more insight.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Because he won't have it for the next 7 years so far. Like, if he continues on this path, he won't have the next 7 years, so he won't have Halloween with her again until she's about 10.
Oh, okay.
So we're making him big. So
yeah,
if
we haven't even thought about that.
Well, yeah, because we're just saying, if you keep this job, this will be our lives. So let's figure it out. And I mean, he can always take vacation if he wanted to, yada yada. But we're just making it a big deal.
Yeah.
Having fun for this one and next year. So. We're keeping a little close to our vest about what it is, but I'm pretty excited about it.
I can't wait to hear about it.
Because remember last year, she was Moana, he was Maui, and I was Tafiti. If you haven't seen Moana, that's who we were.
Yep.
So this year, we picked something that we like and that we're going to be, and then next year we'll let her have more insight and just kind of go off of that. But we have an idea.
Oh, I'm excited.
Awesome. So You can reach us at championchat360@gmail.com or championchat360 on Instagram. So we hope you guys have a good day, and we hope that you listened and commemorize, you empathize, you
empathize.
Yeah. You kind of realize that, oh, other people are on your boat and there is a way forward you can get out of this. It's literally just about kind of accepting what you can and can't control, like Danica said, and, you know, bending and weaving and going forward. Yeah. And it's not easy for any of us. So reach out to a friend is a really important thing. Or you can reach out to us if we're not your friends, and we'll just laugh with you.
We will.
Yes.
We'll be your friends.
Yeah. All right. We hope you have a good day. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.